In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Old Testament for this reading is the giving of the Aaronic benediction, a text that you are all very familiar with because it is the blessing that we use to end most of our services. And we do so for good reason. And we also have this text assigned for our New Year's Day meditation for good reason. As we transition from one year to another, and we think of the ways that the world changes around us, and my goodness, doesn't it change? The news cycle seems to change daily, and when we get a little bit more perspective, it is even more jarring. At least it is for me. I'm always struck when I'm speaking to our shut-ins, such as Pauline or Amy, how profoundly the world has changed in the span of one single human lifetime. The world that they were born into and that they describe when they describe their childhoods is almost unrecognizable to me from my experience. And of course, it is not just the world around us that is changing. We can also reflect on the ways that we have changed over the years. And New Year's is a good time for us to do that, to be reflective and take stock, to remember the challenges of the past year and the past years, and the mercies of God that have brought us through those challenges, and the ways that we have failed in our walk with the Lord, and in our walk with our neighbor, and the need for God's grace, and to look forward as well to do better in the new year, better in our service to God, and our service to our neighbor for the year to come. And as we do this, we continually recognize the change. That Heraclitus was not wrong when he observed that a man cannot step in the same river twice. So as we ring in the new year and our minds naturally move to consider the changes in life, Janus faced, we remember the past and look back to the way things were, and we look forward to the future, I want to consider and I want you to ponder for just a moment this benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This blessing has been spoken and pronounced over the assembly of God's people from the time of Moses until our own day. Before knights and castles, before Vikings and longships, before there was an emperor in Rome, before even the mythical founders of Rome, Romulus and Remus, before the Greeks set sail for Troy, before even man knew how to excavate iron and make it into tools, this blessing has been spoken over God's people. For millennia, from Sinai's desert to the fields here in Wilshire, Ohio, in this way the Lord has blessed his people and placed his name upon them. And so what a wonderful way to begin the new year, with the blessing of the eternal and unchanging God. And how fitting a blessing it is, because for Israel, this blessing marked a transition. After God had delivered the people of Israel from their bondage in Egypt, after he had made his covenant with them, he gives them this blessing as a gift to mark their new identity, the identity that is found in his name. By the impression and imposition of this blessing on the people, they are established as those who and in whose midst God will dwell in the tabernacle and in the ark, who will receive his grace and be God's mediators, his priestly nation, to the rest of the nations of the world. And so let us consider this blessing. In Leviticus 9, we see that to give the blessing, Aaron would lift up his arms, hands outstretched and facing towards the people, prefiguring the cross by which all people will be saved, and pronounce the blessing that will be fulfilled in Christ. But we're getting ahead of ourselves just a little bit there. The blessing itself is triple. There are three parts, each predicated on the name of the Lord. The Lord bless thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. Already the threeness of God's name, his Trinitarian nature, is revealed in the very way that his name is impressed upon the people. Each of the three blessings has two parts that build off the last. The second part of each blessing takes a general blessing and gives it a more specific application to the people. It begins, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee." The first part of the blessing confesses that God is the source of every good thing, and he bestows those blessings on whom he will. The blessing of God is the goodness of God in action, by which he provides all people with what they need for this body and life. And beyond that, most especially for his people, the church, he provides every spiritual blessing. He provides clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, land, animals, spouse and children, all that we have. And in the same way, he also calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies us and keeps us in the one true faith. He keeps us and guards us and protects us from every evil, plan, and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. He is the defender and protector of his people, and it is in him that we find our rest. And so the blessing then continues, "The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee." This second part of the blessing shows that the particular blessing that God gives to his people is a personal manifestation, a manifestation of his favor and his grace. The face of God is a metaphor for the personality of God as he is turned towards man. It is an expression of his disposition towards us. God's face can be turned against the sinner in wrath, as when God declares of those who practice human sacrifice, "Any one of the people of Israel or the strangers who sojourn in Israel, who give any of his children to Molech, shall surely be put to death. I myself set my face against that man and will cut him off from among the people." Or when Aaron's sons violated the tabernacle, we read, "Fire came out from the face of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the face of the Lord." But here, to his people, who are his by grace, his face doesn't burn like fire, but it shines like sunlight, shining with love, full of life and goodness. It is a declaration of God's disposition towards us, sending rays of mercy into the heart in need of salvation, and makes it the recipient of his grace. And finally, the blessing concludes, "The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." Here lifted up, shedding forth his rays of mercy, his blessing, the warmth of his love shines down upon the sinner and penetrates his entire being with its miraculous power. He gives his people peace and salvation, a full assurance that they have been rescued from the curse of sin and its consequences. All of this that is spoken and applied by the priest to Israel finds its fulfillment and its completion for them and for all people beyond them in the one who bears the name of God, who is the name of God, namely Jesus. This day is the secular commemoration of the new year, but we also celebrate the circumcision and naming of our Lord, the eighth day after his birth, when he was brought under the law to fulfill it for us. This ancient blessing given to Aaron finds its perfect yes and amen in him. The angel declared, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And in that name, Jesus, which means God saves, God has truly placed his name upon his people, not just upon the Israel of old, but upon all who are baptized into Christ, as we heard from our epistle lesson. Let us consider how each part of this threefold blessing, this Trinitarian echo of God's nature, is brought to its fullest reality in the incarnation of the Son. First, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Every good gift comes from the Father of lights. is brought to its fullest reality. But now in Jesus, the Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Indeed, Jesus is the fulfillment of God's blessing. He who knew no lack became poor for our sake, that we through his poverty might become rich. And he keeps us. He is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, who guards us from the evil one, who will never let us be snatched from his hand. In a world that changes like wind, where empires rise and fall, where our lives shift from year to year, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He keeps us in the one true faith through his word and through his sacraments until life everlasting. Second, the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious to thee. No one has ever seen God, but the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has made him known, the Apostle John says. Jesus is the radiance of the Father's glory, the exact imprint of his nature, the Epistle to the Hebrews says. In the babe of Bethlehem, in the man of Galilee, in the crucified and risen Lord, God's gracious face shines upon us, not in wrath, but in grace. For on the cross, Jesus bore the wrathful face of God, crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That we might never know that forsakenness. God's grace is no longer veiled behind the curtain of the tabernacle, but revealed in the flesh of his Son. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There is the shining face of divine mercy. In him we are justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And third, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Jesus lifted up his hands on the cross on the day of his resurrection and again in blessing over his disciples as he ascends. Just as Aaron once stretched out his arms over Israel, arms now eternally marked with the wounds by which he made that peace. On the cross, those arms were outstretched to reconcile heaven and earth, to make peace by the blood of his cross. He is our peace, who has broken down the dividing wall of hostility. The peace he gives is not as the world gives, fleeting and fragile, but the deep peace of sins forgiven, of death defeated, of the Father's smile resting upon us forever. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. This is why, as we step into a new year, with all its unknowns, its joys and sorrows, its changes great and small, we do not step alone or unprotected. The unchanging God has placed his name upon you in holy baptism, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The blessing spoken of Israel is now spoken over the church, and it is no mere wish, but God's promise, sealed in the blood of the Lamb. So as the calendar turns, take heart. The world may spin wildly, but the Lord who spoke this blessing through Aaron now speaks it through his called servants, and he fulfills it in Jesus. You are blessed and kept and graced and granted peace, not because the year is new, but because the Savior is eternal. In the name of Jesus, amen. May rise for the offertory. Amen.